All right, let's stand together tonight. I don't know if I can add a lot to that, so I'll just get you to stand. Amen. I like that song, It Is Well. My wife and daughter sing that song. And I'm glad that sometimes, even in the middle of heartache, you can still say it's well if you know the Lord. Thank God for that tonight. I appreciate you being in the service tonight. And we are going to make kind of a quick exit tonight, so I want to go ahead and say, we appreciate all of you that have been so kind, and many of you have been on Facebook and letting us know you appreciate the meeting this week, and we have folks all across the country reach us that way, and we appreciate you being in the service tonight, and then be much in prayer. Now, Brother Brackens, I'm going to tell you right now, when you have that two-week meeting, Brother Barefield, he gets on that first week, and it's going good, I ain't coming the second week. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, you better keep him. I'm going to take a week off, stay at home. You hear me? You keep it. Praise God. If it's going good, I'm not going to come in there and mess it up. All right? And do be much in prayer right after Brother Joe's meeting. If it doesn't get going well, and I come in. But right after Brother Joe's, I'll be headed to Lancaster, Pennsylvania to preach a couple days there in a Jubilee meeting up in Pennsylvania, then get back in at the end of the week to preach in Greensboro, North Carolina in a Jubilee there. And so it's going to be a busy few weeks coming up. And so you be much in prayer that God would just continue to do a work. And again, thank you so much for allowing me to come again this year. And I tried to behave at the Beacon today. I really did. I ate chicken, even though it had been dipped in the same grease, I'm sure, that everything else in there had. But anyway, my wife and the preacher, they usually split that banana split. And that thing is like, is that what it is? Is that right? And it's like about that long. And just two of them eat it. And my wife's a little lady. I mean, she's small, but buddy, she puts that thing away pretty good. And so she missed that this year. She works in our office along with our other secretary, and they had to work this week. And so I'm glad to have my daughter with me. And you do pray for her tomorrow. She's on a junior girls golf tour, and she has a tournament tomorrow, Lord willing. It doesn't rain, and she practices a lot for that. So just pray that she'll get good at it, just not better than I am. All right. Genesis chapter 5, if you would. And I want you to look at verse number 22, verse number 23, and verse number 24 tonight. Genesis chapter number 5, verse number 22 tonight. In the Word of God, if you would, for just a moment. Verse number 22, the Bible says, "And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." I want to preach tonight on what all of you need to do after this meeting is over, and before this meeting even started, and that is tonight to walk with God. What a great testimony it is tonight about Enoch, that the Bible says about Enoch that he walked with God. Wouldn't that be a great testimony for you and I to have one day? For somebody to look at our life and say, Brother so-and-so or Sister so-and-so walked with God. And let me say this tonight. It is a real joy to walk with the Lord. Amen? I don't have a sad story to tell you tonight. It's been a great journey. Amen? One of the joys. Go ahead and be seated tonight. One of the joys that I have of spending time with your pastor is at his age, he has so many stories to tell. Right? And I'm telling you, he's been through so many things. Seen folks saved, been in meetings where God changed lives, and it's been so amazing just to listen to him tell about his walk with God. But what I'm really impressed about Brother Kerrigan's walk with God is the fact that he's still walking with God. See, friend, there's a lot of people that start out well, and there's some that run well. Even the Apostle Paul said, you did run well. What doth hinder you? And can I say this tonight? People will not remember your start. I know when I got saved, halfway down an aisle at Altamaha Hall Baptist Church, God changed my life. I know when I got saved, but you were not there when I got saved. Many of the people across the country I preached to were not there when I got saved. They will not remember my start. But I want you to listen. They will surely remember my finish. You will remember how people finish. So I want to say how important it is tonight to walk with God. Let people see you walk with the Lord. Amen. And if God so tarries another year and we pass by this way of Packland, South Carolina, next year, I pray you'll still be walking with God and still be serving God and still be faithful, living for the Lord. Amen? So make sure that you understand that a walk with God's important. Enoch walked with God. Hey, listen, I know it's a great picture in the Bible. Enoch, a great picture of walking with God, and one day God just taking you. We understand that about the rapture. But also, Enoch walked with God. There's something else wonderful right here. I've often told people God and Enoch went on a walk one day, and Enoch got so much closer to God's house that God said, Enoch, why don't you come spend the day with me? And since there ain't no night, he's still there. Amen? I'm glad that Enoch walked with God, and God had him there, and enjoying the walk with Him. Amen. Now, I want to give you some requirements to walk with God. Some requirements to walk with God. First of all, you must be acquainted with God. If you're going to walk with Him, you need to know Him. The Bible says in the book of Job, chapter 22, acquaint now thyself with Him and be at peace, thereby good shall come unto thee. If you're going to be walking with God, you must be acquainted with God. You cannot walk with the Lord if you're not acquainted with the Lord. You cannot walk with God if you do not know God. You cannot walk with Him unless you know the Lord. Amen. So many people try to walk with God and they don't know Him. And friend, can I say this today? You can't walk with Him unless you know Him. And praise God, I'm glad when I got saved by the grace of God. I'm glad I became a friend to Him and He a friend to me. And I'm also glad that I know Him and He knows me. And I'm also glad that He walks with me and talks with me. I'm glad that He's a part of my life. You must be acquainted with God. Amen? Secondly, you must agree with God. You can't walk with Him if you don't agree with Him. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Amos, chapter 3 and verse number 3, it says, can two walk together except they be agreed? Hey, can I tell you this? You can't walk with God unless you agree with God. You can't walk with God and be disturbed and arguing and fussing with God. If you're going to walk with God, you're going to have to agree with God. Amen. You're going to have to agree with this book and His roadmap of how you need to walk. You're going to have to agree with the Lord on how to live your life. If you're going to walk with God, you're going to have to make sure that you do agree with God. Not only was Enoch acquainted with God, but Enoch also agreed with God. He walked with God, and in your life you need to do so as well. Just walk with agree with God's Word. Amen? Can I say this? It's a whole lot easier to walk if you're agreeing with Him. Amen. Now don't worry, I've tried a couple times to not agree with Him and walk with Him. And you know what I found out? I found out if you try to agree with Him, not agree with Him, and try to walk with Him, it doesn't work and it doesn't help. You better make sure that you're in the same walk and doing the same walk that the Lord does. Can I get an amen to that tonight? Thirdly, if you're going to walk with God, you need to be affectionate with God. Now don't let that word scare you. But you must have an affection for God. The Bible says, if you love me, keep my commandments. You must have an affection for God. You know the reason people stay with the Lord and walk with God and keep on going with God is because they love Him. People often say, preacher, what's the difference in some people that seemingly I don't make it, or they don't stay in it, or they up and down, or they're in and out. And you know, I used to think of a lot of things. Well, some of them may love the Bible, or some of them may pray more, or some of them may do it. But you know what I'm finding out? I'm finding out the one key thing that'll keep you walking with God in your life more than anything else is you got to just love Him. Amen? You have to just love Him. I never forget a story I heard about J. Harold Smith, an evangelist out of our church, stopped by in Brother Smith's later years of his life. And when he stopped by the office, and the secretary said Dr. Smith was in his office, and you've heard of J. Harold Smith, and you've heard of God's three deadlines, and you've heard of that great man of God and that touch of God upon his life. And this evangelist out of our church, Brother Greg, had the opportunity to go in and to meet Dr. Smith. He said he was sitting behind his desk and his glasses were down over his nose. And Brother Greg walked in. He said, son, how are you? Had no idea who he was. And he said, Dr. Smith, my name's so-and-so. And he told him, he said, I just want to sit down if I could and just talk to you. I want to glean from you a little bit and just joy being around you just for a moment. And he said, listen, he said, Dr. Smith, there's something I want to know. How is it that you have that touch of God? How is it that God gives you that power? He said, Dr. Smith, I want whatever God's got for me. I want to be whatever God will give me. I want to be used for God. Dr. Smith, what is it that makes you have that kind of touch of God? He said when he asked him that, Dr. Smith sat there quietly a moment, I guess pondering a little bit on what he was going to say. And then he looked up and he said, son, here's a reason I believe that God touches my life. He said, every morning of my life, I get up and I come to my office. And I sit down and I take out a blank piece of paper. And he said, I write a love letter to Jesus. He said, just like you'd write a love letter to your sweetheart. For he said, son, he is my sweetheart. And he said, I write a love letter to him every morning. He said, I'll go to bed that night, get up the next day, and I'll tell him how much I love him. And I'll tell him how much I care about him. And I just love on him every morning. He said, then when I get the letter wrote, I walk over to a little table. And he pointed to a table in his office, had a little lamp on it. And he said, I'll walk over to that table, and I'll kneel down, and I'll lay that letter underneath the light there on that lamp. He said, I know that God doesn't need that lamp. He said, that light reminds me of who He is to me and the light He's been in my life. And he said, I get down on my knees and I begin to thank Him for saving an old sinner like me and telling Him how much I love Him. You know what I'm learning the more I travel? 25 years of my life I've been doing this. You know what I'm learning? I'm learning the people that love God will keep on walking with God. You don't walk away from somebody you love. But if you love Him, you'll stay with Him and you'll walk with Him and you'll serve Him because you love Him. Amen. Let me ask you a question tonight. Do you love Jesus? I mean, do you love Him? You know, we throw that word love out really carelessly. I love my dog. I love my cat. But I'm not talking about I do. I'm just talking about it's in figure of speech. We unfortunately do have both of them. My daughter has a Persian cat. He's white. And he gets all over black and blue suits really good. I have people in church picking my clothes all the time. But I'm talking about that word love as a word that we not to use loosely about God. For he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. You must be acquainted with God if you're going to walk with Him. You must agree with God if you're going to walk with Him. You must be affectionate with God if you're going to walk with Him. Now for just a moment, I want to touch just a second on one thing I mentioned tonight in the message. And that is this. What should we agree with God about? First of all, we should agree with God about sin. You can't walk with God with sin in your life. Sin separates us from God. The Bible says, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you that He will not hear. You cannot walk with God with sin in your life. So you have to agree with God about sin. Amen. Can I tell you this? It's hard to walk with God if you have sin in your life. Matter of fact, it's not hard to walk with God. It's impossible. You must deal with sin in your life. Secondly, he agreed with God about self. There is none good, no, not one. John the Baptist said it well. He said, I must decrease that he may increase. John the Baptist said it well. He said, I need to agree with God about self. It's not about me. Can I tell you this? We can learn a great lesson about walking with God. You know how you'll stay faithful and how you'll keep on walking with God? Here's how you do it. You agree with God about yourself. Lord, the ministry's not about me. These songs are not about me. This message is not about me. This church is not about me. This ministry's not about me. Lord, it's all about you. And we must agree with God that it's all about Him. We must agree with the Lord about that. Amen. We need to agree with God about self. I told people some time ago, I said, I'd like to buy some people for what they're worth and be able to sell them for what they think they're worth. You can make a killing. Amen. Can I say this to you? If you look at all of us, we're not worth much tonight. I mean, be honest with you, in our own self, in our own flesh and blood, we're not worth much. But I'll tell you how much we were worth to God. He gave His only Son on the cross of Calvary. He paid the greatest price that could ever be paid. And I'll say this tonight, now I'm bought with a price. I'm not my own. And there was a high price paid for me. And God don't buy no junk. And so I want you to understand, it's worth it, it's worth it. Just serve God, but get self out of the way. Amen. I tell everybody on our staff, from our associate pastors, our choir director, youth people, here's what I tell them. I tell them, we will not use anybody that's self-centered. If it's all about them, and it's all about their achievement, and all about what they're doing, we're not interested. I said, but hallelujah, if you can find somebody, and it's all about Jesus, if you can find somebody, and it's all about the Lord. Hey, I love people when they sing, and it's all about the Lord. I appreciate that. Amen. I appreciate preaching. It's all about the Lord. I appreciate churches, and it's all about God. Friend, it's not about the deacon board. It's not about the committee. It's not about the song or the preacher. It's all about the Lord, and we need to agree with God about self. Amen. Praise God. If we'd ever get out of the way, there ain't no telling what God could do. Amen. I was in a meeting some time ago. Man, it broke out. I mean, old time revival, buddy, it broke out. And hallelujah. It was, and the preacher looked at me, and he said, he was right in the service. He said, preacher, what do I do? I said, I ain't telling you. He said, well, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to sit here. He said, you going to help me? I said, no. I said, I'm staying right here. He said, why? I said, because this is a whole lot bigger than me, and it's a whole lot bigger than you. And I said, you better just get out of the way and let God do what He's doing. Hey, we better agree with God about self. Friend, God don't have to have you and I. It's a privilege to be able to serve God tonight. It's a privilege to be able to walk with the Lord. Amen. Don't you think that's a good thing for all of us to learn tonight? You know, some people act like they're doing God a favor. Right? We're not doing God a favor. God's already done us everything. Amen. He agreed with God about sin and about self. Something else we need to agree with God about. We need to agree with God about society. As it was in the days of Noah, society will degrade you. Society will defile you. Society will eventually damn you to hell if you're not careful. I know you only go to hell because you reject Christ, but many people are so wrapped up in society and all that it has that they never agree with God about how harmful sin is, and they die lost in their sin. Number four, he agreed with God about His Son. Hallelujah. You want to do something, make God happy, agree with Him about His Son. You don't believe that's important to God? When Jesus was baptized, you remember God spoke up, said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. He wanted everybody to know, that's my boy. He wanted everybody to know, that's Him. He wanted everybody to know, I'm very pleased with what He's doing. You want to agree with God about something tonight, you agree with Him about His Son. You agree with Him about His Son. I want you to watch this tonight. Jesus is Savior. Can I get an amen to that? No man is Savior, no ministry Savior, no denomination Savior. Jesus is Savior. Secondly, Jesus is sovereign. He's a sovereign God. I'm glad, thirdly, Jesus is coming. Amen. What a great picture here. Enoch's walking with God. He's walking with God. I've often wondered, when's the last person going to get in? When's that last soul going to get saved? Wouldn't it be great if you were in a meeting somewhere and that last person got saved and got in by the grace of God, and the next thing you know, buddy, we're all out of here. I've often wondered in my life, some of y'all have heard me preach in other places, on where I'd like to be when the rapture takes place. I've heard people tell me, man, I'd love to be at church. Others have said, man, I'd love to be there with my family. I've had others say, I'd love to be at a lot of places. People ask me, say, Brother Chris, where would you love to be when the rapture took place if you had a choice? You know what I tell them? I want to be doing a graveside service. I do. There's going to be a weeping family there in front of me. We done left the church and we're there by the graveside, and I'm getting ready to read those last rites and that committal, that body in the ground. And just as I get ready to do it, that trumpet sound, I wish God give me enough time to say, never mind. Amen. Hallelujah. Wouldn't that be good? And out of there, we're gone. Hallelujah. Wouldn't that be great? Amen. Y'all know Jesus is coming? Huh? He's coming. He's got some Baptists are dead when the trumpet sounds going to shock them. Woo-hoo! Amen. But He is coming. And I want you to understand. Understand, we need to agree with God about His Son. There's one thing God really, really, really loves. That's His Son. Amen. And He had to turn His back on His Son one time. But He'll never turn His back on His Son again. And you and I need to agree with God about His Son. Amen. Real quick tonight, we need to agree with God about salvation. Salvation is by grace. Been a whole lot of songs tonight about grace, hasn't it? Been some good songs about grace. I knew every one of them sung tonight. I like every one of them songs about grace. Thank God for the grace of God. You know that word means unmerited favor. Hey, thank God, I'm glad. Hallelujah. I've got what I did not deserve. Thank God. But, and I'll tell you something else. I even like mercy. Because mercy tells me that I didn't get what I do deserve. Amen? And by the way, you have to be real quick to stop too fast. Because if you do, you're going to get run over. Because the Bible says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Every now and then, just look over your shoulder. They'll be there. Help me now. Every now and then, just look over your shoulder. They'll be there. Mercy and grace will be chasing you. Amen. I'm glad. Surely goodness and mercy. Somebody ought to holler, amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I agree with God about His salvation. Huh? Amen. You say, preacher, I don't know if I agree with that. If you don't agree with it, you're not saved. Because there ain't but one way to go to heaven, that's Jesus. Then one way to go, and that's the blood. And one way to get to our freedom, that's to be washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there is no other way. You agree with God about salvation is by grace. Salvation is through faith. Amen. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now, he agreed with God about all those things. The requirements to walk with God, you must be acquainted with Him. You must agree with Him. You must have affection for Him. Understand tonight, there is something else. There's the reward for walking with God. You know the world, sometimes they feel sorry for us. Y'all know that? Y'all run anybody like that? Where y'all going tonight? Oh, we're going to church. Oh, got to go. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you know, somebody said, what are y'all doing now on Friday night? Well, we're going to church. Oh. Y'all having a meeting, you got to go, you know. I mean, they look at us, I'm honestly, you know. And I remember back when I was racing dirt bikes, and these boys tried to get me to qualify for a national amateur event. And the only time you could qualify for it was on Sundays. That's when the qualifiers were. And I told these guys, I said, man, I can't do that. I'm a pastor of a church. I said, you know, and I didn't go into the whole other aspects of it. But I said, I can't be going on Sunday riding a dirt bike trying to qualify for some national amateur motocross race. And the fellow said, well, don't they give you vacation? And I said, yeah, they give me vacation. And he said, well, you can do that. I said, no. I said, the last thing I want to be doing on Sunday is jumping 25, 30 foot in the air,
trying to clear a 70-foot gap. Well, God mad at me. Amen. I said, I'm not interested in that at all. And then I made this statement to him. I said, I don't go to church because I have to. I don't go to church because somebody makes me. But hallelujah, I go because I love Jesus and I want to be there. It's funny sometimes. You ought to preach to people, man. Most people look like they're depressed to be at church. You see them out on the walkway, and they happy-go-lucky, talking about Walmart, deer hunting and turkey hunting and shopping and all that. Girls out there showing that new phone they got in them text messages, you know. They're having a time walking out of the house and going, you know what I'm saying? I think it ought to be the opposite. I mean, I think the place ought to be exciting, ought to be inside the house of God. I think the choir ought to be excited, and the singers ought to be excited, and the preacher ought to be. Hallelujah, we ought to be the most excited people on the face of God's earth. Amen. But I'm going to tell you the truth. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Sometimes you walk in and try to preach to the First Baptist of the Deep Freeze, pastored by Jack Frost. Huh? I'm being honest, man. It's hard to preach some places. So, preacher, you telling me? I said, yeah, it's hard. Try to get in there. She, listen, she sings it all. She'll tell you. You go in sometime, you sing, and people look at you like they just swallowed somebody's canary. Look like they ate way too much at the Beacon. Amen. Praise God. And I've done that before, and that's not a pleasant thing. Amen. I mean, I went to bed at night, so I had visions and dreams and all kinds of stuff. Amen. I can still hear old J.D. hollering it out. And I didn't want no more. Amen. I'm telling you, buddy, it was hard. You come inside the house of God sometime, I'm telling you. There's a joy walking with God. We ought not be I'm trying to help somebody. We ought not be the sad crowd. We ought not be the depressed crowd. Hallelujah. We ought to be that happy crowd. Why? Because we're on our way to heaven. And honey, we just started walking. We're going to walk for all eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah tonight. Amen. Amen. All the sad people said, Amen. The reward for walking with God. What's the reward for walking with God? The Bible said by faith, Enoch's translation should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. What's the reward for walking with God? Real quickly, I won't preach it, just give it to you. Number one, the pleasure of his company. Lord, have mercy. Y'all want to take 5 minutes and shout a while? You ever walk with somebody and it wasn't that pleasant? I don't know what made me think of this. Back when I was a teenage boy, I do not condone this. I do not advocate this, and I'll probably preach against it now. But back when I was a teenage boy, I used to go to the beach with my brother. My dad had emphysema, and he couldn't take me places. My brother kind of pretty much raised me doing things. I leave my dad, but doing things. And we'd go to the beach. Well, when I was at the beach, 15, 14, 15, 16 years old, I went to the beach one thing then. Now it'd be golf. I never even see the ocean. But then it was girls. And I'd go and try to meet some girl during the day so we'd go walking on the beach. But you know, there was a whole lot of them girls I could tell when he's walking. They didn't enjoy walking on the beach with me. You know, they almost felt like they could fake some reason to get away. They would. Right? What y'all looking like that? Y'all ain't no Casanovas either. Y'all looking like, praise God, well, they all enjoyed having my fellowship. Yeah, right. Amen. But I remember back, now baby, you close your ears, you ain't heard none of this. Hey, I remember back, and I was walking on the beach. I walk on out, you know, they'd be walking alongside of me, and you just got the sense that they wasn't enjoying your company. And then there were some of them, I didn't enjoy their company. Praise God. I mean, just to be honest with you, you know, they seemed nice when they said, hey, how were you during the day? But it's been about 20 minutes around, it was like a bunch of racket. Amen. You know, sort of like Charlie Brown. Wop, 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 you know what I'm saying? Amen. We can enjoy the pleasure of his company. That's the reason you ought to walk with God. Let me tell you something. Every one of you, have you ever had an experience where it's just you and God? And you're somewhere with us driving. You might even be in the shower, you know. About the only place people let me sing. And you know, and you're just walking with God, and then all of a sudden he just really shows up, and And that presence is so real, and you enjoy the pleasure of His company. Amen. Sometimes, listen, I've had that happen, got to speeding, man, just whew, and all of a sudden realized, man, I'm mashing the gas pedal. Not that I was going to get a haircut or nothing. Some people have no idea what I'm talking about. Others are laughing, right? Amen. Yeah, 100 miles an hour on 176 right here in Packlet. 80-year-old, understand, going because she thought she missed her hair appointment. Yeah. And it was the next week, you're right. Secondly, the pleasure of His commendation, it pleased God. God loves it when we walk with Him. God likes to know we're there with Him. And thank God then there's a parting from this world. We're going to be just like old Enoch. We're going to walk with Him. Then one day, we're going to leave here. And I want to go up by the clouds and not the clouds. I'd like to go up in the rapture. I think that'd be fun. Don't you? Be great. Be great for you if you're saved. If you're not saved and you're on an airplane, the pilot is saved. Oh, that wouldn't be good. But if you're saved, that'd be real good. Amen. Let me ask you something tonight. Are you walking with God? Are you walking with God? You say, preacher, I'm saved. I know. Are you walking with God? Huh? Big difference between relationship and fellowship. If you're saved by the grace of God, you have a relationship with the Lord. If you're married, you have a relationship with your spouse. But there's a big difference in relationship and fellowship. If you're going to walk with God, you need to have that fellowship every day. Every day. Amen. I love living for God. How about you, preacher? I love it. I have been physically as tired this week as I've been, and I can remember. Physically and mentally just drained. It's been busy four or five weeks in a row. But I'm glad I was here because y'all have helped. It's been good. We've had good services. But listen, if I'd been in somewhere this week where everybody looked at me like they could care less if they'd been there, I'd have probably left midweek and went home. I mean, I was tired. I'm just tired. I just told them, you know, I'm just, praise God, you know, y'all sing to each other or something. I mean, I'm gone. Why? Because I enjoy that walk with God. And I have no sad story to tell you. I don't. I'm not one of these preachers going to get up here and bellyache about my deacons or my leaders. I'm just going to tell you the truth tonight. I enjoy the walk with God. It's a joy to serve Him. I had to take a step down to be the President of the United States. It's a joy to serve God. I would like to be for a day, though, so I could fire Pelosi, but then I'd go back. My name is Chris Azop, and I endorse this message. Approve, excuse me. Are you walking with the Lord tonight? Listen to me. You can't walk with Him if you're not acquainted with Him. You know all about Him, but if you don't know Him, you're not going to go to heaven. You need to know Him. And I don't know everybody tonight. I'll let the preacher give the invitation here in a moment. Preacher, you come on, get ready. And listen, I don't know everybody here tonight. I see you in this building, but I have no idea if you're acquainted with God or not. I have no idea. I don't know. But I do know this tonight. I do know tonight that you need to know Him if you're going to walk with Him. You need to agree with Him if you're going to walk with Him. Let me ask you this tonight. I preached a message some time ago, how's your love life? And I'm talking about your love life with the Lord. It's a very intimate relationship. He wants you to love Him. He needs you to love Him. He loves you. And you ought to love Him. So I'm asking you again tonight, are you walking with God? Are you walking with God? Let's stand our feet tonight with our heads bowed. Preacher's going to take the invitation. You just mind the Lord tonight. Not a greater joy in the world than to walk with Jesus. Not a greater joy.
I want to just bow your heart before the Lord. I'm going to have the trio come and sing a song, God's Been Good to Me. Listen, tonight if the Holy Spirit has been dealing with your heart, it'd just be a good time for you to step out and make your way on down this altar. I wouldn't want to leave this place tonight if things weren't right between me and the Lord. You don't ever know what you're going to meet outside those doors. And so as the trio comes and sings tonight, God's speaking to your heart, there's an altar here. If you need some help, if you'll just indicate that to me, I'll get somebody to help you. If you're here tonight and you've never been saved by the grace of God, this may be the only time that you're going to have a chance to get saved. And so I'd invite you to come. You'd never regret coming. If the Lord's dealing with your heart and you feel the need of being saved, we invite you to come. If you are saved tonight and you're not where you need to be with the Lord, walking with God, there in close fellowship with Him, why don't you come and bow yourself here before the Lord and exercise 1 John 1:9 that says, if we'll confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Is it well with you tonight? Phil, you come and sing.
As I look around and see the good things He does for me, I know I'm unworthy of them all, but His blessings He freely gives. I owe my life to thank Him for.
Hey, church, I want you to look where it is and shut it off. You see young kids. You know, can you tell me that God's speaking to them and God's speaking to us? Praise Him for, will you see? He's been
so good to me. And when I think of all he's done and where he's brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for.
Somebody ought to testify. That's what the lady sung about tonight. Somebody ought to testify.
I just pray to the Lord. Thank you for letting me be here tonight.
Amen, Brother Ned.
We give it.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen, Brother.